Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, David Justice. Batting fourth. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, David Bell. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Shawn Dunston. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammonds takes first base on ball four. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Hammonds. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hammonds steals second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles takes first base on ball four. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive beyond third. Fryman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Alomar to second, and Palmeiro is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hammonds, who is chasing the ball. Dunston reaches third base with a triple. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dunston scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thome moves to third. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to home to get Thome. Fryman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Fryman scores. Dunston goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Dunston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Baines moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to third for the out. Carter moves to second. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Mills now pitching. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Krivda now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up beyond second. Bell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hammonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Green now catching. Eric Davis now playing right field. Shawn Dunston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dunston hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dunston moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunston moves to third. Lofton moves to second. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-3 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Surhoff. Dunston tags and scores. Lofton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Armando Benitez now pitching. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benitez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bordick moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster pinch hits for Harold Baines. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Essenmacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive beyond second. Alomar can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman is hit by the pitch. Alomar moves to third. Tommy moves to second. Brian Giles pinch hits for David Bell. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Tommy moves to third. Freeman moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dunston strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy scores. Freeman moves to third. Giles moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.